It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Later this month, Point Park University's Conservatory Theater Company opens its 2013-2014 season with Rodgers and Hammerstein's classic American musical, Oklahoma. The show opens on Friday, October 18th, and runs through October 27th at the Rockwell Theater at the Pittsburgh Playhouse. It is directed by Broadway star Patrick Cassidy, who has appeared in numerous productions, including The Pirates of Penzance, Annie Get Your Gun, 42nd Street, and Elton John's musical Aida. He co-starred with his mother, Western Pennsylvania native, and Academy Award-winning actress Shirley Jones in Aida on Broadway, as well as in a production of The Music Man in Sacramento. They are the first mother and son to appear in a Broadway show together, and they are both with us today on Essential Pittsburgh. Shirley Jones joins us by phone from Los Angeles. Shirley Jones, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Or should I refer to you as Miss Pittsburgh 1952?
If you want to, it's nice.
Excuse me, Paul. It's Patrick. I just wanted to chime in for a second. It was not Aida that we starred in. It was 42nd Street on Broadway.
Oh, okay.
I did Aida, but it was 42nd Street in which we played opposite each other
together,
on Broadway.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for correcting that. Patrick Cassidy is with us here in Studio A. Patrick Cassidy, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Paul. Nice to be here. Hi, Mom.
Hi, darling.
How are you?
I'm not sure.
A little early there on the West Coast, is it not?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Shirley and Patrick, in the promotion of our show, we mentioned that the upcoming production of Oklahoma is a family affair. Shirley, you were, of course, cast as the female lead in the first film adaptation of Oklahoma. What else can you tell us about the Jones-Cassidy connection to this classic American musical?
Well, you know, it was my very first film, you know, and I was barely 18 years old when I did it. And but you know, it's always been a part of our life. I think it was probably the first movie that my kids ever saw me in, you know, my boys, and the first thing that, you know, that they knew that I did.
Yeah, and I was trying to explain to the cast, you know, she was younger when she did the movie than any of these students are, and they're young, 22 maybe being the oldest, 23. But my mother was, I mean, she was a kid, 18 and a half years old when she did the movie. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and it was in Oklahoma, from what I understand, Shirley Jones, that was the first Broadway musical you ever saw.
Yes, and guess where I saw it?
Where?
I saw it in Pittsburgh.
Is that right?
Yes, I saw the touring company. The first show I ever saw, and I saw it in Pittsburgh when it came there.
And so what impressions did you have? When you saw that show, how did that impact you?
Oh, it was wonderful. I mean, I was blown away by it. You know, the music was so beautiful. And of course, it was, all about the farmland and the beginning of a new time in the West. And it was just very exciting for me.
And I think she really wanted to play the part of Allie Hackam.
Patrick, your parents worked with the original creative team behind Oklahoma. Did your mom tell you anything about Rodgers and Hammerstein's thoughts regarding the show that helped you with directing this production?
You know, I spoke to her about the movie, obviously, and the making of it. But, you know, I really stayed away from seeing the movie. I'd seen it many times, although it's been a long time. And I wanted to go into the process sort of with my own ideas about it. Obviously, it's been in my life, and I'm aware of it and stuff. And I've spoken to Mother about, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein and her relationship with them. You know, she was the only person ever signed to an exclusive contract to them at a time when actors and actresses were signed to studios, and she was under contract to R&H, and that was so I'm very knowledgeable about that and her relationship, and I read a lot, you know, on them, there's a great book out about actually the making of Oklahoma when they wrote it, and I read through that and saw a lot of footage and stuff.
And having been born in Charleroi and moving as a toddler to Smithton, Shirley, how did you end up getting a chance to audition for Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Well, that's a long story in itself, but I was always able to sing. You know, singing was a gift that was given to me. I was the youngest member of the church choir at age 6, and so I thought everybody could sing. I thought that was just a natural thing. So that was a major part of it, but my dream in life was to become a veterinarian. I'm a big animal lover, and that was what I wanted to do. But I stopped off in New York City with my parents on my way to college, actually, and I knew this player from Pittsburgh, and I called him, and he said, come on up, we'll sing a couple of tunes. I did that, and he said, listen, Rodgers and Hammerstein's having open auditions for anybody that wants to sing for them. They had about 3 shows running on Broadway at that time, and their shows ran so long, they had to keep replacing chorus people every couple of weeks. And he said, why don't you, it's their casting director, why don't you go and sing for them? Now, to be very honest, I barely knew who Rodgers and Hammerstein were. You know, I was very naive, very young. And I said, oh, I can't do that. I'm on my way to college. He said, come on, give it a try. Well, to make a long story short, I did sing for the casting director. He, in turn, called Rodgers in to hear me personally, who just happened to be across the street rehearsing his orchestra for Oklahoma, which was about to open at City Center and go out on another tour. And then he, in turn, called Oscar Hammerstein at home to come and hear me. And my piano player had to leave, so I said, well, where am I going to get somebody to play for me? And Roger said, we have the City Center Symphony across the street. Now, I'd never heard a symphony, seen a symphony, let alone sing with one. They took me across the street. I sang People Will Say We're in Love, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning in Oklahoma with the City Center Symphony. And 3 weeks later, I was in my first Broadway show.
And so you appeared in, I think it was a couple of Broadway shows, and then came the film version of Oklahoma.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that was obviously it was a huge Broadway hit, Oklahoma was. And then your cast as the female lead, as Laurie in the film version, what kind of pressure was there on you and everybody associated with the film to make sure it was as big a hit as the Broadway version?
Well, you know, first of all, Rodgers and Hammerstein produced it themselves. They didn't give it to a studio. We shot some of it. We came back and shot some of it at MGM. But all of it was done in Nogales, Arizona. And they were on the set every single day. This was their baby. And they wanted to do it themselves. They cast it. They were there every day, watched the director, Fred Zinnemann, who was wonderful, by the way. And that was the thing. I mean, that was their baby. And they wanted to make sure that everything was perfect.
Did you enjoy, you know, doing a film is so different from obviously performing on stage. Things aren't always done in sequence. You're taking things over and over again. Was it an enjoyable experience for you?
It really was. First of all, you know, I hadn't done that much on the stage. I mean, I'd worked at the Pittsburgh Playhouse, you know, during the summers when I was in high school and studied there as well. But I didn't have a major stage career. So film was a marvelous new experience for me. And I remember when I screen tested they sent me to California to screen test for the role of Laurie in Oklahoma. And after I completed the test, Fred Zinnemann said, Miss Jones, have you ever acted before a camera before? And I said, no. And he said, well, don't change a thing. He said, you're a natural.
You know, she, in seeing the movie years later and sort of being able to separate her as my mother and as an actress, I can totally see what Rodgers and Hammerstein saw. And what the public saw, she was the perfect ingenue. She was beautiful. She had this golden voice, and she had enough sort of, you know, spunk and independence to play characters like Laurie or to play characters like Julie in Carousel. It was just her natural way, and it makes complete sense to me why they said we're going to sign this woman to an exclusive contract to us, because she could play any one of those women in our shows.
So as a director, Patrick, do you and directing Oklahoma with these Point Park students, do you find yourself wanting to talk to your mother about, you know, I'm trying to find something for my lead actresses, Laurie, and can you give me some feedback on this or some ideas on that, that kind of thing?
I haven't asked her one question, and not because I, you know, I wouldn't take her opinion or anything. But I, you know, like I said, I really wanted to come in it with my own sort of ideas and thoughts and stuff like that, and I want her to be surprised when she comes to see it, and to say, you know, you really missed.
He's doing it in a different time, and mm-hmm. You know, it's from what he tells me about the production. I mean, he's added an awful lot of things that were never in the production on stage or in the film, and I'm really thrilled about that. I can't wait to see it, because I think his own ideas will be really exciting to see.
We have a whole rodeo going on. No, we don't.
I don't think that.
No.
It's well, that is going to be exciting. And what a, you know, your cast must be just in such a state of anticipation about Shirley Jones coming to see this.
You know, I think so. They're incredibly polite and so willing every day. I mean, they're just you tell them to jump and they say how high. They're amazing. Their participation and what they're willing to do is incredible. But they're very, you know, I think polite in terms of me and knowing my mother's coming there and to see them and stuff. So they haven't really said anything, but I think that they're really excited about it.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guests are Academy Award-winning actress Shirley Jones and her son, Broadway star Patrick Cassidy, who is in Pittsburgh directing Point Park University's production of Oklahoma. Shirley, you and Patrick worked together on Broadway in 42nd Street and a California stage production of The Music Man last year. However, I understand that Patrick was with you during production of the film The Music Man.
Shall we tell the story, Mother?
Yes, we can tell the story.
Would you like to tell your half and I'll tell mine?
Okay. Well, you know, at that time it took anywhere from 6 to 9 months to make a motion picture musical. And about 3 months into filming, I discovered that I was pregnant, right? Well, I didn't know what I was going to do. I talked to the director, and he said, well, Shirley, don't worry. We'll do everything we can to help you. He said, we'll build a corset, and we'll keep pulling you in and pulling you in.
And if your viewers could see my head, they'd know why.
Anyway, they did that. But he said, I have one request. Don't tell anybody. Well, this was not going to be an easy thing for me because it was my second baby, and I had 10-pound babies. But nevertheless, I did as I promised. Well, toward the very end of the shoot was the beautiful one and only real love scene in the film, which was the footbridge scene where we sing the beautiful ballad and have the one and only screen kiss. Now, I'm quite pregnant now, and here we are, Bob Preston and myself, arms tied around each other, all ready for that great big kiss. And all of a sudden, Bob pulled away, and he said, what the heck was that? I said, that was Patrick Cassidy.
And then the addendum to the story is that 20 years later, I was doing Night of 100 Stars in New York. And Preston was a part of it, and I had never met him. So I went backstage to his dressing room before the show began, and I knocked on his dressing room door, and the door opened, and I stepped forward rather nervously. I said, excuse me, Mr. Preston, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Patrick Cassidy. And he stepped back, and he said, oh, no, we've already met. So he was, and you know, we're going to do it. I'm producing a version of it and starring in it with my mother next summer, all through. And we're going to come through Pittsburgh. We're talking to Heinz Hall, and we tell that story amongst a million other stories. My mother's going to host the evening.
I'll be playing Mrs. Peru. You understand?
And the host. She's the host.
And
of the
hosting
evening.
The show.
It's sort of it's The Music Man, but it's a really insightful look because it's a tribute to the 50th anniversary of the film as mm-hmm. well.
Patrick, coming from a show business family and seeing up close the attention given to your parents and brothers, how did it shape the way that you wanted to approach your career?
Well, I made a definite decision when I was 18 years old out of high school. I had every record company at the time throwing themselves at me to do, you know, become a pop star, or at least to take a shot at that. And so that avenue was open to me. And I made a conscious decision through some great advice from people at the time, including my mother, to, you know, if I wanted to go into this business and have some longevity, to maybe try the theater route. I love the theater. I'd done theater in high school. But it was a real choice because when people are saying, you know, Robert Stigwood from RSO and Warner Brothers Records are saying, hey, we're going to pay you a lot of money and you're going to make a record and – I saw with both David and Sean the pitfall of that, and that it's a very short-lived career. And then what do you do, you know? So I made the conscious choice at 18. I got a job. I got a national tour of Pirates of Penzance, and then that segued into the Broadway tour, into the Broadway production. And I did that for a year. And all of a sudden, I realized I was in the theater, which is what my father had done, and that he'd made a career in the theater. And I, you know, subsequently would go back and forth from California to New York. I'd do a show in New York or a show regionally, and I'd come back to California and audition for a pilot and television. And it gave me a 35-year career and that I, in which I've been able to bounce around in all avenues of this business, from singing to television to film to Las Vegas to stage to plays. So I feel very blessed. But it was a conscious choice at the time.
Shirley, at one point, you didn't want your sons to enter show business.
No, I didn't. I wanted doctors and lawyers.
It didn't quite work out that way, though.
No, it didn't work out that way.
Well, she was such a good example of that. And so was my father.
I know. So, that was the problem.
So what advice did you give them about a career on stage and in films?
Well, you know, I tried to tell them that it could be very short-lived. You know, I mean, who knows? And even more so today, you know, I mean, and so I wanted them to have a college education so that they could fall back on something after their career was over. But none of them got to college, but they've been very fortunate. And, they've all worked pretty steady most of the time. And as you know, Sean and David, of course, you know, and that's why Patrick didn't want to go that route. We're rock stars, and now, because Sean is a writer, and David's still, you know, trying to play Vegas and a few other clubs all around the country, but it's a tough business when you're, you know, 50s and 60s. I mean, that's rough. Mm-hmm. And so I was thrilled that Patrick chose, you know, the Broadway route and not to do the rock star thing. And but, you know, again, I wish they'd had a college education, although people tell me today that doesn't seem to make a difference. That's what I hear today. That was not the case when they were growing up, though.
My son, my older son, who's going to be a freshman in college next year, he just wrote one of his two essays to get into college. And the topic he used was growing up in a show business family and how seeing the reality, even though there's been tremendous success around him in terms of his grandparents and his parents and his uncles and all that, that the reality of you can wake up one day and you're 50 years old and you have this huge resume of work, but you're just as good as your last audition. That really, both my children have really seen that. And his whole essay is about that. And that's what kicked him into wanting to become an engineer. Because he sees, I'd rather have the stability of a job in which, you know, I could work at every day as opposed to waiting for the phone to ring. It's an amazing essay and an incredible insight for an 18-year-old to look at what I was exposed to and my brothers were exposed to and what they've been exposed to being my children.
Shirley, your memoir called Shirley Jones is quite candid with you advising readers to break out the smelling salts.
Right.
Did you have any concerns about being so honest? And what is in there that the people would need smelling salts for?
Well, first of all, you know, when I was asked to do this, Simon & Schuster, the publishers, and I had a writer with me, I thought, you know, the world knows me. I'm almost 80 years old, and the world knows me only as, you know, Oklahoma Carousel. Yes, I won an Academy Award for playing a prostitute. They saw that side. But still, I said, if I'm going to do this, it's not going to be a show business novel. It's going to be about my life with two husbands, you know, raising four sons and all of that, not just my career. And that's why I decided to absolutely be as honest as I could, and I was. I mean, my life with Jack Cassidy was incredible. I mean, you know, he was a ladies' man, and I have all that in there, and I have all about, you know, his feelings about everything. I mean, if Jack were still alive, he would be thrilled with the way I wrote the book. I'm not sure some of the Cassidy family's that thrilled about it, but, you know, it's reality. And then, of course, you know, my life with Marty. And I've never not been married. I've been married all my life. So it's really about my marriages, about my life as a wife and mother instead of the show business end.
Patrick, did you read your mother's book before it was published?
I did. my sort of gripe is not with her wanting to tell what she wanted to tell. She has the right to it. I wasn't crazy about the writing of the book. And that's not her fault. That was the writer. And I'll stop there.
Well, it has been a delight having both of you with us. Point Park University's Conservatory Theater Company's production of Oklahoma, directed by Our guest, Patrick Cassidy, opens at the Rockwell Theater at the Pittsburgh Playhouse October 18th and runs through the 27th. Patrick Cassidy and his mother, Shirley Jones, joining us by phone from Los Angeles. Thank you both so much for being with us here on Essential Pittsburgh today.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. I look forward to coming back to Pittsburgh.
Mom, when do you come into town?
The day you're opening day.
Oh, you're coming on the 18th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Safe travels, Shirley. We're looking forward to having you back in Pittsburgh.
Me too. Thank you.
Coming up, Pitt Law Professor David Harris on the need for pro bono legal services in the region. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.